Hi, welcome to the Voice of the DBA podcast. I'm Steve Jones. It's called an AI loophole. I've been working my way through some of the GDPR legislation, trying to understand it and find ways that I can explain it more clearly to customers for Redgate, and also make sure that I think our products really make sense in light of this legislation taking effect. Now, Redgate is certainly focused in this area. Not only do we need to show that we're compliant as a company, but we also want to ensure that we're trying to build these tools and software products to help you become compliant, because many of you have that need as well. Now, in Article 14, there's this text. It says, the controller shall provide the data subject with the following information. And there's a few other things, but there's a sentence that says, the existence of automated decision-making, including meaningful information about the logic involved. That quote sounds a little concerning for those of us who work with data. I mean, on one hand, it's easy for us to explain how sum or average or windowing function or something else works, right? Even with all the criteria and joins and things we put in there. But what do we do with a model running under SQL Server machine learning services when the output from those scripts and models is created by the model without any obvious way to determine how the results are arrived at? Now, this sentence is enshrined in law, and then so many people are concerned about it. And with all the ways that machine learning AI systems are being put together and then gamed, and perhaps with biases, we should be concerned. It could be a problem for us. Now, fortunately, Article 14 also has this part later on. It says, the provision of such information proves impossible or would involve disproportionate effort. Now, to me, that seems to give companies a way out if they're using current systems about which little is known, such as kind of the black box machine learning. Certainly, organizations are still charged with protecting the data, subjects' rights, and freedoms, but this does seem to allow for these technologies we can't quite understand, or at least that we don't understand right now. I doubt this was the intention of the authors, though I do hope that this doesn't prevent the use of newer tools and technologies. What I'd like to see take place, though, is more research and understanding into how the various algorithms that we use for ML or we want to use for ML work. Perhaps some way to have more detailed analysis of the inner workings of the models, and even if we can't explain everything, we could explain a particular result. I think GDPR is going to be an interesting regulation that could have dramatic impacts in the world of data. I'm both excited and concerned to see how this moves forward from here. I am hoping it results in a better and more responsible data handling and doesn't just degenerate into a series of long-term legal battles, but I think we'll see. I'm Steve Jones for the Voice of the DBA podcast.